I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1253, Quality of Life. How's your quality of life? That's a big discussion in the medical community, but also in the spiritual community. In the secular world, quality of life revolves around questions of living conditions and social interactions and basic human rights and income and things like that. On a more foundational level, it has to do with life satisfaction, a sense of meaning and purpose and future outlook. How would you define it? How would you describe it? How would you know if you have it or not? Today, let's look at one person's answer. This podcast is about love, loving God and loving others. And really, as we do that really well, quality of life naturally comes. I was reading Jim Fadling's blog this week. She was writing about turning the big 6-0, entering the final one-third of her life. She said her spiritual director asked her this question: what is the quality of life you want in your 60s? Now, whatever age you are, or whatever age you're entering, that's a good question for all of us to ask, don't you think? For her, four words came to mind that guided her answer, and they might help guide ours too. Word number one was free. And as she wrote, she meant free not without boundaries, not free to do anything or whatever, but she said freedom to choose good. It's not based on other people's perceptions or their expectations or opinions, but instead it's walking in the freedom of the Spirit's fruit in everyday life. The second word was meaningful. She writes about wanting meaningful relationships and meaningful work, things that matter and count, not just superfluous or frivolous. The third word was rested. She helps lead an organization called Unhurried Living, so that's no surprise. She values sleep and Sabbath, family and play, friendship, solitude and silence, along with just living life at a sustainable pace. And then the last word was fruitful. Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last," Jesus said. She writes about wanting a life that makes a difference, an eternal kingdom difference, fruit that's not just here and gone, but fruit that she can help plant in other people's lives that literally will last forever. I think those four qualities are so good. If she was describing quality of life, she says it would be free, meaningful, rested, and fruitful. How about you? Here's the great question. What words would you use to describe the quality of life that you're looking for? And then, what is the next step you can take to make that happen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in prayer filled with gratitude for the life you've given us. Thank you for the breath in our lungs, the beating of our heart, and for the opportunities to experience the gift of life every single day. God, we ask you to guide and bless our journey as we seek a quality of life that aligns with your will. Give us wisdom and discernment to choose what is good and righteous, to walk the path of truth, to resist temptation that leads us away from you and your loving presence. Lord, we want our relationships to be meaningful. Thank you for blessing us with friends and loved ones who support us and encourage us and bring us joy and laughter, who walk beside us through triumphs and trials. Help us to be that kind of person for them. Help us to be a source of love and companionship, fostering connections that matter and bring bonds of community. God, we yearn to live out of a life of rest, casting aside worry and anxiety that bring us down. Grant us peace that surpasses all understanding. Fill our hearts and minds with a tranquility that comes from you. Teach us to lean on you and your provision. God, we want the fruit of the Spirit to flow from us: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Help our lives to be testaments of your grace and impact others in a way that matters. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1254. In the meantime, dear friends, life is speeding by. We're all getting older, and we do not get our days back. We have to make the most of every opportunity, as Paul wrote to the Ephesians. So as you love God and love others in real, tangible ways, in your days and your decisions. May God give you true quality of life.